bikes, slow travel with a low carbon footprint. Cycling in Bangkok has always been a traffic dilemma for both cyclists and conventional motorists. The former want proper space to safely ride their bicycles, while the latter feel they are deprived of driving space and full use of the roads. And perhaps someday soon, street vendors on the footpath will start to feel they are losing their space too. Simply put, these conflicting views are just a lack of public understanding. In fact, all road users are just guests with equal rights and must share the roads. It's public space, and every motorist is a guest that must share it, said Saranara Kanjanavanit, Secretary General of the Green World Foundation, or GWF. Fortunately, though, these misperceptions will be corrected on Sunday during the first-ever Bangkok Car-Free Sunday event, held in the heart of Bangkok's central business district from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., organized by the Green World Foundation in conjunction with Bangkok Big Trees and Bangkok Metropolitan Administration's Bangkok Bicycle Campaign, the event aims to raise the environmental awareness and promote slow travel, which causes less carbon footprint. To get rid of prejudices against cyclists, who are viewed by many as weirdos or a nuisance on the roads, attending cyclists are encouraged to dress up and join the free bike chic trip. Saranarat insisted that women in skirts can still pedal. There will also be around 100 bicycles provided for enthusiasts free of charge. As for the cycling route, cyclists will start from Siloam Intersection and head to Chalangkrung Road, with the leftmost lane of the loop route closed off for cyclists, and then turn left and go down Saton Thai Road. Next, the cyclists will continue riding down Witayu Road and turn left onto Plainjit, before making another left turn onto Ratchadamri Road and back to the starting point. To encourage more people to appreciate slow travel, guided tours will also be conducted. The first is a one-hour bird and lichen watching tour in Lumpini Park, starting at 7 a.m., followed by a guided 10-kilometer cycling tour through the streets and sois surrounding the Saton, Siloam, and Plainjit areas, where participants will have the chance to check out some of the lesser-known peaceful places in the downtown area, including chic cafes and various properties with huge trees. Today, there are 28 designated bicycle lanes throughout Bangkok, including some bike routes on loop roads, some of which are on paved footpaths, while others are on the farthest left lane of the road. However, many of them are underused since the bike lanes are blocked by street vendors or illegally parked cars. Despite this, the BMA remains reluctant to regulate the bike lanes and does not punish the violators. Therefore, a better understanding about the use of bike lanes and the cyclists' rights has been campaigned through casual activities like Car-Free Sunday. There's no point in issuing a ticket to violators if the bike lanes are not actually used by the cyclists, said Jat Sopitpongsaton, advisor to the Bangkok governor and a coordinator of the campaign. The first public event, scheduled to be held every month for the next 3 months, will raise awareness about the existence and facility of bike lanes. If they are practical for cyclists, then conventional motorists will acknowledge their existence. Paying a fine won't change their habit, but having an understanding will, added Jat.